Being me, that's one of the most difficult circumstances that any of us could ever face in our life, is to be ourselves. Being me, yes, being me, who am I? Must I go and get a job? Must I take responsibility in a world? Must I have a family? Must I have friends? Must I live in a world where I have things that demand my time, that demand my attention, that demand me? That's what I think. That's how I act. Now, what would happen if I were, say, for instance, lost on a desert island, and the island was sufficient to take care of all my needs? What if I were lost on this desert island where there were enough food to take care of me, and the temperature was always just right, and all of the circumstances were good? There were no big waves to wash over the island. There's no problems that I could face at all. I just lived from day to day in a happy state of consciousness, all by myself. Now, could I be happy? Do I need other people to make me happy? Do I need the presence of other people to make my life feel fulfilled and feel that it's have value and benefit to it? Do I feel that I have to have a particular job, a particular activity that goes on in my life that I have to take care of to make sure that my life is fun and exciting? Do I have to have things go on in my world that make me feel that I belong, that make me feel that I'm important, that make me feel that I'm doing something beneficial to the universe? Well, apparently that's what I must do most of the time. Apparently that's how I must be. We are raised as little children to grow up and realize that we must take care of ourselves. We must pay our own way. We must have jobs in which we earn enough money to do the things that we want to do. We must have responsibility to go to that job regularly every single day. We must have the opportunity to take care of ourselves and to take care of our friends. And we want to give gifts to our friends. We want to tell our friends how much we love them. We want to tell our world how much we love them. We want to do all these things in the outer. And we want to eat foods that are beneficial for our body, and these don't include a lot of foods that are readily available. They're foods that are specially grown, specially taken care of. We want to do all these things, and yes, 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 we really don't know what we are. We don't know how to be me. We don't know how to be ourselves and just live a fabulous life of being ourselves. Now, you look at a vacation, you say, wow, that's fun time. You look at a time of taking your children to their sports activities, and you say, wow, that's a fun time. They're enjoying it so, and I'm enjoying them enjoying it. And I'm proud of them to see how they respond in the game. Yes, we do all these things on the outer, but is that being myself? Is that being me? Or is that being what the world wants me to be? Now, what do I feel like doing? Today, I feel just like sitting back and doing nothing. Just sitting back and tickling my toes and putting my feet in the sand and just being happy. Today, I feel like going down to the beach and listening to the ocean. The ocean is going to play a melody for me today that's very special. And I know I'm going to be ready for it and open to it and listen to it. And it's great. And so I go down to the ocean. And I listen to it. And then I come back from the ocean and I say, whoops, I forgot to take care of my supper. I forgot to take care of my lunch. I forgot. Hey, you didn't forget anything. The time that you remember it, that's the time to do it. When you're being yourself. When you're just being me. When you say to yourself, I am me. You're not concerned. You don't have to have a meal at a meal time. You don't have to have anything go on in your life just because it's a schedule that you've made for yourself. To be yourself, you are enjoying every single moment of your life. You're living on this desert island, and when you're hungry, then you look for something to eat. When you're not hungry, you're doing something else. Maybe you're walking around, gazing at the island, looking at its beauty and thinking how wonderful. Maybe you're walking into the ocean, and you're seeing all the beautiful creatures that live there. Maybe you're climbing a palm tree. Maybe you're deciding, hey, I'd like a hammock. I like something that's a swing between these trees and to just be relaxed in. And so you don't say, I don't have the fabric for it, I don't have this. You say, I will do it. And so in your creative mentality, you create a fabric. You create a pattern, and you make a bed, so to speak. You make a fabric that you can hang between two trees, and you can have it there with a cord that you create. All these things, the fabrics are there. The trees, the palm trees, lend themselves very readily to having this done. And many of the grasses and many of the things that are growing lend themselves very readily to it. Oh, if they're long, their cord is not long enough, then what do you do? If their cord is not long enough, what you do is you blend several cords together. So you make one long cord to accomplish what you want to do in weaving the fabric of your hammock. And so it takes you a day, a week, a month, or whatever your interest is or whatever your enthusiasm is. You could do it in a few moments if you wanted to. But you weave it. And you have other things that come up to take your interest away, and then you go back to it again, and finally you finish it. And you hang it between the two trees. And you climb into your hammock and you say, hey, this is real nice. This is real nice. I didn't mind sleeping on the ground, because I've never told myself that sleeping on the ground was not comfortable. It is just comfortable. My comfort comes from my mind, not from my body. My body, when it's sound asleep, doesn't realize that it can be sleeping in an uncomfortable place because it is not conscious of the ground. And so when I sleep, I am only conscious of what I'm conscious of, and that is sleep. I live being me and enjoying being me, and every moment I am me. And when I have other people in my world, they too enjoy being me, because I create them enjoying being me. And they don't know anything different. They don't know anything other than enjoying being me. Now, can I do this really? Is this not just a farcical fantasy that I have dreamed up because I think it's an interesting concept? No, it's what people do most of the time. Most of the time, people are daydreamers. They're off in their wonderland. They're off in their imagination. And as they're off in this imagination, they're having all of these wonderful dreams of being themselves. And as they are themselves, they are wonderful. As they are themselves, they are doing beautiful things, and they're saying beautiful things, and they're living beautiful things. And because they're doing, saying, and living beautiful things, what happens to them? What happens is that all of their heart, all of their life, all of their world is in peace. All of their experiences are a joy. All the things that happen to them are wonderful and magical now. I got to be me. I'm being me. I'm being myself. I got to be me. It's not that I've got to be me. It's that when I am me, I am content. When I am me, I am living in a happy life. When I am me, I am doing things that make me feel fulfilled, happy, rewarded, satisfied in every glorious way. Yes, I am me, whether I realize it or not. And the sooner I realize it, the sooner I begin to have a blissful life. The sooner I begin to have a life filled with love and peace and joy, the sooner I begin to have a life filled with every beautiful, glorious thing. And this is my choice for myself right now, to live a life of beautiful, glorious, joyous things right now. I am that I am. I am the pure. I am the peace. I am the joy. I am the right action. I am the good. And that's who you are, and that's who I am, and that's who we are, and that's when we let go and let God in us be us. We are so wonderfully satisfied, so wonderfully fulfilled. We're doing it for ourselves now and forevermore. Oh, how wonderful that is.